So let me ask you officially, how do I apologize for hurting my wife? What's the right way?
I don't think you need to apologize to your
wife. For more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.
So John Gray is in the hot soup. He probably is hoping that by this week, this whole thing will fly over.
Will die down.
But he's not helping either because he issued an apology, and I think we should play the apology first before we get into anything else. So let me play the apology first.
I want to take this moment to tell you I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the areas of my life that I left unattended, that I was apathetic about, the areas where I have treated the calling of God, the grace of God, and the hand of God casually in my life. For every area of behavior that has dishonored the holiness of God, I want to tell you, I'm sorry. There have been a number of things in blogs, some of them accurate, some of it not.
All right. So that's the apology. That's the apology. So he did send an apology to his wife, his church. Mm. Right. What do you think about that apology before I move on to the next video here?
I don't know. The apology maybe is the right thing to do because he's a pastor in the church. But talking to his wife on there, I just feel like it causes more embarrassment. I mean, I would take myself as an example. I don't like the loud, you know, the loud noise. Like, no, that's bringing too much more attention to us. In the moment, just shut it down. Let's be quiet in the moment. Because
so let me ask you officially, how do I apologize for hurting my wife? What's the right way?
I don't think you need to apologize to your wife in public. That can be done privately. I feel like that's just a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
Trying to save face.
Especially when the issues are so fresh, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
One thing you don't want to do is feed into the media. Like right now, you're blowing, they're talking about you. And the next thing you want to do is, oh, I'm sorry.
The natural thing to do is want to react or want to cover face.
Yes. So I feel like you should have just left that for the moment.
Yeah.
Deal with his issues privately. The church, because it's a pastor, I understand that he needs to say something. But I don't like the public. Maybe the wife likes that. Maybe she would have preferred that. I don't know. They're different kind of women. Some women can be like, you know what, you drag me out there, then I want you to apologize to me publicly. Maybe she right. I don't know. For me personally, it doesn't help.
So I like when you said, I like, there's the first maybe that you said that I like. You said, what was the first maybe? Maybe it's the right thing. You said maybe it's
the right thing.
And, you know, I always come from a standpoint of, you're right. If you think you're right, you're right. Like, who am I? I don't have the right to tell you you're not right, right? And that's applicable to everything in life, including relationship, marriage, apologies, or whatever.
Right.
If you feel like the right thing for you to do is to apologize, then you're right. Now, is that going to create the result you want?
Exactly.
That is the story that we really should be talking about. Hey, Kenny. Welcome, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
Right? That's really what we should be talking about.
Right.
Are we going to create? See, if you're worried about, is that the right thing to do or not, right? You're always right. Whatever you feel is right, is right. Is that going to create the result that you're looking to achieve?
Right.
That's where the work is. That's where the work is. And that's why a lot of people miss it, right? So with that being said, the only time it would be right for you to tender an apology to either a wife or husband or anybody is when that person is asking for it. Why? Because you listen, that person is asking for it, right? So if the person is asking for it and you truly feel that you should apologize, then there's nothing wrong with apologizing. But if you're tendering apology, if you're tendering apology as a form of reaction to being called out. You just got called out. You did something wrong. And you just want to fix it immediately. You want this old misery to go away. Mm-hmm. And the first thing your mind goes to is, I'm sorry. That I'm sorry is going to do more hurt.
And it can be considered manipulative.
It is manipulation. Because you are manipulating. That apology will hurt more than it to help you create the result you're looking for.
Right.
So how do I apologize for hurting my wife? Well, first of all, the best apology is
change behavior.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna take that's going to take time. So there's time, patience will be involved. Time, patience. That means they may not be willing to hear your mouth right now. And the best thing you want to do is stay away from giving them mouth, mm-hmm. right? In every way that you can think of. You stay away from that. Let things calm down. Let things simmer before you give apologies.
Right.
That's why the apology that John Gray gave is premature. It cannot possibly be authentic because it's a reactionary form of apology.
Right.
And then we're going to get into the details of the apology in a second here. Mm-hmm. But how do I apologize for hurting my wife? Listen. Change behavior. Take your time. If she asks for apology, then you can tender that in the form of words. But the best apology is not words. It's not words. And your apology in the form of words is a lot more useful when the person is asking for it, right?
For more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.